subject of my talk is radiation use efficiency in cotton and how that is affected by environment and plant growth regulators. The main input, energy input in the crop is the solar radiation, and the crop growth depends on the amount of intercepted radiation and the allowed time for growth. The fraction of intercepted radiation is calculated by the Beer's law as modified by Monsi and Saeki, and by this equation. The cotton canopy extinction coefficient has been reported to be between 0.56 and 0.87. The effectiveness of a crop to convert the intercepted radiation to dry matter is called radiation use efficiency. The amount of dry and is expressed as the defined as the amount of dry matter produced per unit of intercepted radiation, grams per megajoules. The correlation between the intercepted radiation and the dry matter has been described to be linear. Previous reports for cotton, radiation use efficiency ranged between 1.31 to 1.92 grams per megajoule of intercepted photosynthetically active radiation. Factors that affecting radiation use efficiency can be biotic, as Sadras and Wilson reported for spider mites, that reduced cotton growth without reducing the light interception, or biotic, with salinity reducing radiation use efficiency of soybeans by 40%, water deficit stress reduced radiation use efficiency by 54 and 64% for two peanut cultivars, and increasing vapor pressure deficit decreasing radiation use efficiency. High vapor pressure deficit values above 1 kilopascal have been reported to decrease leaf photosynthesis in wheat. Increased vapor pressure deficit decreased radiation use efficiency by a slope of 0.65 and 0.85 grams of megajoule of intercepted radiation per kilopascal for sorghum and corn, 1.48 grams per megajoule per kilopascal for potato, and 0.53 grams per megajoule per kilopascal for barley and wheat, when the radiation use efficiency values were calculated based on a solar radiation energy, not photosynthetically active radiation. In this table, there is a summary by Kinnear and Al, where the radiation use efficiency in the higher vapor pressure deficit is expressed as a percentage of the radiation use efficiency in the lower vapor pressure deficit. It's obvious that higher values of vapor pressure deficit decrease radiation use efficiency. For our project, we conducted two studies. In the first one, we wanted to test the effect of environment on radiation use efficiency of cotton, and the second one, to test the effect of plant growth regulators on radiation use efficiency of cotton. Measurements were recorded between pinhead square growth stage and 3 weeks after flowering, and included light interception recorded weekly and dry matter taken every 10 to 15 days. Also, weather data, including temperature, relative humidity, and photosynthetically active radiation was recorded daily throughout the season, throughout our studies. For the effect of environment, we hypothesized that radiation use efficiency of cotton differs among geographic locations due to differences in environmental parameters, as vapor pressure deficit. The objective was to determine and compare radiation use efficiency of cotton in two contrasting environments, as Arkansas and California. The studies were conducted in Marianna, Arkansas, at the Cotton Branch Station of the University of Arkansas, and Fresno, California, in collaboration with Dr. Bruce Roberts at the California State University in Fresno. The study was for 2 years, in 2006 and 2007, using the cotton cultivar 444, Delta Pine 444, and recommendations for each locations were used for the crop. The plots had two populations, 5 plants per square meter and 10 plants per square meter, and 5 replications. Continuing with the results, in this table, we can see the mean weather environmental parameters for 2006, with the California location having significantly higher vapor pressure deficit values, day temperature, maximum temperature, and photosynthetic active radiation. In contrast, the Arkansas location had significantly higher minimum temperature and relative humidity. Similar in 2007, again, the California location had a significantly higher vapor pressure deficit, a maximum temperature and photosynthetic active radiation, daily incoming photosynthetic active radiation, and the Arkansas location had a significantly higher minimum temperature and relative humidity. In more detail, those two graphs show the vapor pressure deficit values, daily values, for the 2 years of the study. With the yellow line, you can see the values for the California location, with the red line, the values for the Arkansas location. It is obvious that almost every day of the duration of our study, the vapor pressure deficit values in California were higher than in Arkansas. Finally, the radiation use efficiency in the two locations. In 2006, we had a numerical increase in radiation use efficiency in Arkansas compared to California, with that effect being significant in 2007. With no interaction between the factors, when the data were analyzed across years, that effect was significant for the environmental, for the two environments, with Arkansas having a significantly higher radiation use efficiency over California. For our second study, we hypothesized that plant growth regulators affect crop growth and canopy dynamics, and therefore alter radiation use efficiency of cotton. The objective was to determine the effect of plant growth regulators on radiation use efficiency of cotton. The study was conducted in Fayetteville, Arkansas, at the University of Arkansas Research and Extension Center. In 2006 and 2007, with the cotton cultivar Delta Pine 444 planted in 10 plants per square meter. The experimental design was a randomized controlled plot design with 5 replications. The treatments included an untreated control and a mercaptan chloride product at 8 ounces per acre, and they were applied at Pinhead Square 10 days later and at the beginning of flowering. Mercaptan chloride is a gibberellins inhibitor. There are reports of height reduction, earliness in maturity, and a small yield advantage after application of mercaptan chloride, as well as reduced leaf expansion, shorter mainstem and branch internodes, and changes in leaf coloration to a darker green color, an effect on specific leaf weight. For our results, the table shows measurements at first flower in 2006 with mercaptan chloride as expected, reducing height, significantly reducing height, leaf area index, and dry weight. Whole alternation of mercaptan chloride of the canopy structure can be seen also from the dry matter partitioning at the same time, with mercaptan chloride had a significantly lower percent of dry matter partition to stems. But the light deception is not only affected by leaf area index, but it's also affected by the canopy extension coefficient of the crop. In those two graphs, we have the light extension coefficient. That's the light interception, that in 2006 is not significant for first flower and 3 weeks after first flower. And in 2007, it wasn't significant in first flower, and it was significant lower after mercaptan chloride application at 3 weeks after first flower. That effect was reflected in the total radiation intercepted by the crop. In 2006, we didn't have a significant effect with mercaptan chloride. In 2007, the total amount of intercepted radiation was significantly lower after mercaptan chloride applications. As I was trying to say before, the light interception is not only affected by leaf area index, but by the canopy extension coefficient of the crop. And this effect is shown in this graph. In 2006, we have a significant effect of mercaptan chloride increasing the canopy extension coefficient K. In 2007, that effect was not significant. In the absence of interaction, across years analysis showed a significant effect of mercaptan chloride application altering the canopy extension coefficient. Finally, the radiation use efficiency. We had a significant effect in 2006 with mercaptan chloride increasing radiation use efficiency. This effect was not significant in 2007 and also was not significant in analysis across years. In conclusion, radiation use efficiency of cotton grown in Arkansas and California differs significantly in one of the 2 years of the study and across years. the California location had higher day temperature, incoming radiation and vapor pressure deficit, while the Arkansas location had higher night temperature and relative humidity. Increasing vapor pressure deficit decreased radiation use efficiency of cotton by a slope of 0.47 grams per megajoule per kilopascal. For our second study, methacrylate fluoride decreased height, leaf area, dry matter, and changed the partitioning of dry matter. Also decreased light reception in 2007 and increased the canopy excision coefficient K. Finally, increased radiation use efficiency only in one of the 2 years of the study in 2006. And with this, I would like to take any questions.
Time for questions.
Dr. Sear.
You indicated that the leak size was smaller?
We didn't measure that visually. I can tell you that it was smaller, the leaf size, after methacrylate fluoride application. The question is if there is more relief, the more stacked holophyll will increase interception. That's by Beer's law, as modified by Monsi Saeki, that's not a factor in light interception. Only leaf area index and canopy excision coefficient is a factor of light interception. The thicker leaf might have a difference in the efficiency of photosynthesis, so the radiation use efficiency should be higher in a thicker leaf. Other questions?
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.